Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we watch Godzilla and Mothra, The Battle for Earth.
1992.
Right. Very 1992. Like right off the bat, 1992.
Right off the bat.
Yeah, that CG comet.
Oh, yeah.
Like heading to Earth looks like it looks like a video game, but like not like a good video game. I don't know. Do people still say that? Like, oh, it looks like a video game, because now like video games look good. They look like films.
They say it for different things. They say it for something else now. They say it for the thing that looks like, because like back then, what looks like a video game was like when you'd watch like that thing they did on like National Lampoon's Vacation, mm-hmm. where the guys trying to show them their trip across the country and they could get their. They pick up the controllers and just
Pac-Man,
and somehow their video game is in it as well.
Yeah.
And but now when we say it looks like a video game, it's when it's that type of weird,
like the fluid camera movements and the unnatural.
Yeah, that uncanny valley human CGI thing that's a little
dated.
Yeah, it's just weird.
Yeah, but it looks like 1992. When did Last Crusade come out? Indiana Jones the Last Crusade.
Right.
90, right. 89, 90? Because
it's... Yeah, 89, I think. It's very... There's very Indiana Jones stuff, especially at this beginning, for
right.
sure.
I didn't hate it. I mean, it's... Like, you can tell when it's going to be a Mothra Godzilla movie, because it deals with, like... ancient temples and mystical
magic
stuff,
yeah,
especially in the 90s, because that's when the Rebirth series happened, and that had a lot of that stuff.
There's a lot of raiders in this,
but the sets are not great.
No, there's a really great part when he's after he makes his escape,
mm-hmm.
and they're doing the turnaround of him climbing, like he's hanging off, and now he's him climbing from the other side. And he reaches and he grabs what is obviously a piece of the stone temple, mm-hmm. step, but you can see his fingers dig into the foam.
Yeah, it didn't. Like, I'll say this about the movie, because I got real worried at the beginning, because mm-hmm. it looked like it had the quality of a Rebirth of Mothra,
mm-hmm.
But I feel like the budget was spent on the special effects.
Because
I feel like the special effects stuff looked way better than the rest of the movie.
It was pretty good. I liked the steps that were collapsing under him.
Uh-huh.
That stuff looked pretty good, but it definitely felt Indiana Jones.
It looked like a haunted house. You could tell it looked temporary.
It didn't quite have scale. The only thing that had scale was the composite shot of him hanging off of like the opening after everything collapses, and he's just holding on to there.
Right.
Which is clearly must be something that they just kind of created like a matte thing and just put it together. It looks like.
When I was watching this movie, I was thinking, I'm like, this is kind of weird, because we haven't done this movie yet, and it's not like we were saving it for something. It's just kind of one of those ones that just kind of slipped under the radar. Like, it wasn't like at the beginning of the podcast where we were really excited to see stuff, and so we like wanted to watch all the cool stuff, and it wasn't quite like, I don't know. It was I think already the time when we started to decide to like ration our Godzilla movies.
Yeah.
I don't feel like this is one that kind of, I'm not going to say deserves.
It wasn't worth saving.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was kind of like early on, I think, when we would do episodes and then we'd be like, all right, let's get back to a Godzilla. And it's basically, it was deferring to you being like, you'd coming up and like, oh, let's do this one. You'd kind of come up with something or that one. And that's kind of how we did it. And
I think because I felt like we both like 60s Godzilla, and there's something about the 70s ones that has a different feel.
Yeah.
And then the 90s have like definite good ones. Like, I think Godzilla versus King Ghidorah with the Mecha King Ghidorah, and then Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla 2. Like, they definitely stand out. And this one kind of doesn't stand out. And it just was sort of over in the corner, just waiting for us to watch it. And yeah, it's a different one. It's a different one. Here's the thing. I like the movie. I have a major problem with one aspect of the movie. And that's Batra being a good guy. I did not care for that at all.
Now this is the introduction of Batra?
Yes, this is the only, unless he shows up in Final Wars, this is the only movie with Batra.
Yeah, because you want him to be a bad guy?
Well, I mean, it makes sense, right? Because Mothra's a good guy, and a guy in this movie, at least they, in the American dub, they refer to Mothra as him. But I feel like Batra feels like the opposite of Mothra. And I like it when Godzilla teams up with the people we know.
Yeah.
And I like when they team up to go after a common enemy.
Yeah.
I don't know about Godzilla being the bad guy.
Yeah, for sure. Isn't this the era where Godzilla was mainly a bad guy? Like, they're bad Godzilla.
Right.
Period.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. Well, when I was looking up this movie, I guess there was a plan that they were going to do a movie that was called Mothra versus Bagan, or Bagan, B-A-G-A-N, which was going to be a new monster. Mm-hmm. And apparently because Godzilla versus Biollante wasn't a huge commercial success, didn't do that well. Basically Biollante was a new monster that people didn't know who he was.
Right.
So they were gun shy about introducing a new monster into a new movie. So then it became Godzilla versus Mothra, or Mothra versus Godzilla, versus, instead of this new creature. That creature Bagan ends up first appearing in the Godzilla video game.
Oh, really?
And then perhaps in some other places after that. But it was kind of like this thing that was like a conceptual Godzilla enemy that never came to fruition, but enough people heard about him and knew about him that they were excited to see him when he showed up in the video game.
Mm-hmm.
According to Wikizilla or Gojipedia or whatever it is, they have the same information,
right?
And so there was that, and so then I also was googling pictures of who that guy was, and it looked like a pretty cool monster too. But so then they kind of figure out a way to kind of essentially work Godzilla into this story, and there was also like this kind of struggle, like they couldn't quite make the characters that we've already known up to this point in the in this series of Godzilla movies, mm-hmm. like Mickey and like, you know, their roles were kind of they kind of took a back seat for most of it, because they just, you know, they're trying to fit this kind of basically piece the story together from the scraps of the other story.
Yeah.
So there's that. Batra, he breathes like a bad guy. Yeah.
Right. He looks like the anti Mothra.
Yeah, and you know what else is anti, in the way he's anti Mothra for me, as far as Batra, just to come out, it's like, I prefer Batra in larva form than in Batra form.
Right. Yeah.
Larva Batra looks cooler than flying Batra. for my tastes.
Why is it named?
And it's the opposite of Mothra, because Larva Mothra, I'm not crazy about.
Larva Mothra was cool in this one, I thought. Well, cooler than normal. The fighting was, there's a lot more jumping. And
yeah, my Larva Mothra was cool in the sense that he tore through buildings like crazy.
Yeah.
Just destroyed stuff. Yeah.
But the part where he jumps in Godzilla's chest and kind of burrows in it, I thought that was cool.
Yeah, the poster definitely was misleading. There are two larvae.
Oh, that's on right.
The poster, and we don't get two larvae for sure. And there's no visuals of Batra, which made me kind of think that maybe that's also that same thing with we're not going to put the new creature.
Yeah.
On the poster, we want to put people. They recognize Mothra. They recognize Godzilla. Make Mothra bigger in the back. Yeah, that's good. And then that's kind of how they did.
That poster is still awesome.
It does look good.
The name Batra makes sense if it looks like a bat, but right. In the larva stage, it doesn't really make sense.
Right.
And I guess it sort of looks like a bat.
And it doesn't quite look like a bat either.
Right. Right. Yeah, it's almost like a heavy metal version of a Mothra larva too. Like it still wiggles on the ground, but then it has, instead of shooting silk, it shoots lightning, and it just tears things up.
You mean like a heavy metal rock and roll, or like a heavy metal magazine?
Both. No, I think more like rock and roll. Like it's all right. Dressed in black, and it's
Yeah, he's yeah.
But it's
like a punk.
But I mean, I guess that's, I mean, we see it in this, but normally we don't see the Mothra larva do destruction because it's here to protect the Earth.
Right.
And so, sure. But Batra comes in and just starts tearing things up.
So this is like old Mothra who, if you take the twins away, Mothra comes after them and goes and finds them and will basically destroy your city until the Mothra twins are
safe
yeah, again. Yeah, and right. This is basically Mothra doing it in larva form.
Yeah.
It's a little more in control that it's easier to turn off Mothra this time than it was before. Like when somebody's like, oh, it might be too late. Mothra might destroy us anyways.
Yeah, there's one point where they relinquish the twins. And yeah. Mothra's larva's okay, cool, I'm gonna take off then. I'm not coming after. Turns around
and just leaves. Starts plowing through buildings the
other
way.
Through different buildings instead of going what he already went through. He didn't retrace his steps. He took out a whole
that
new...
part's just to make sure that they learn their lesson.
Right. back at the beginning, the Indiana Jones stuff. This is something that I definitely remember from this movie. Is when the bridge collapses, Temple of Doom, and the three actors fall into the water off of the bridge that's hanging by the cliff.
Right.
And I remember that shot of them looking up at the camera, letting go of the bridge and dropping 6 feet into a swimming pool. Because by the third time it happens, you're okay, let me see where he starts. And let me see where his shadow is and how far. And it's not even more than one person.
Yeah, they're all looking at the same spot. In fact, even the archaeologist thief guy, he seems to be smiling on the way down.
Yes. They definitely went to a pool. Or it's the tank where they shoot the monster stuff. Okay, so at the beginning, the Batra larva starts taking out buildings. And he takes out a pagoda, but what's kind of cool is it's one of those comp shots that you don't like with the live action in the foreground, but the pagoda is a model.
Right.
And it destroys that. And then they have kind of the sort of, that Eugene Laurie sort of animated, debris effect going onto the crowd in the foreground.
Yes.
I thought that looked kind of cool.
Because it was all right.
It's still
it was
destruction.
Right. I'm happy. I thought they destroyed enough to make me satisfied. In this movie, there's a lot of destruction. That it was okay that they they did that type of behind the mountain shot for that moment, because there's so much other stuff that actually was like foreground building destruction.
Yeah, there's stuff at the end where I was like, holy crap, they built that. That's awesome. Yeah, like the lightning. Oh, the next note I have is the ocean fight.
Okay.
Well,
I was just thinking about the she's single. I'm not single. Oh. I've been divorced. And there's that whole, this whole thing. And there, it was like, why are we making such a big deal about this? And unless it, and then you gotta like go like, unless there's, this is, they know each other and stuff, but they don't give any impression that there's a previous relationship until the next scene after that.
Yeah.
As far as
Stevie popped in and was like, why is that guy saying she's single?
Yes.
And then I'm like, oh, I think they're divorced, and they are. But it's, yeah, it's not terribly clear.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's okay. Just,
it's like, oh no, what's going on here? Like, and then you're like, oh, that's the joke, because they were married once.
Right.
Lots of climate change messaging in this one too.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, so many cliches. I wrote like when the rope bridge broke, I was like, oh, it's so cliche. So many things.
Yeah, but I feel like we always get an Earth message with Mothra movies.
Yeah, for sure. And then the shot of the two of them holding their shoes up and turning them over and letting the water run out of the shoes.
It's like a,
and they're clearly holding it up to be in the shot for the camera, because they're holding up real close to their faces.
Yeah.
To then do that bit. Lots of bits in the three.
Yeah.
The guy has the portable alarm clock when he's camping.
Right.
The whole Indiana Jones thing with the light moving, like follow the seal with the light shining through it going through.
Yeah.
The twins are called Cosmos in this one.
Right. I kind of like that. It's better than, I like it more than fairies. Because I don't know. I want to say they've never referred to them as the Mothra twins. I don't think that's ever been uttered in a Godzilla movie. I could be wrong, but I feel like...
Oh, yeah. Not that I recall.
Yeah. So I like the term Cosmos. It's kind of interesting. It gives them a more of a sciencey feel than a mystical feel. Like, it still has that kind of... I don't know. It makes it sound like they're more alien than just magic. I feel like this movie felt a little less magical than like, well, I mean, of course the last three Mothra movies we watched were the rebirths, so it was kind of nice not to deal with so much magic. The egg on the freighter I thought was cool looking. Because like the sort of the boat was pulling the egg, which I think we've seen before, or we've seen like King Kong get transported that way, I think, in King Kong versus Godzilla. But I like that. I like the way the freighter sort of the like trailer that was holding the egg kind of looked like one of those oil rigs.
Yeah, I liked that little bit. I liked the thing. I liked the way the egg looked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It didn't quite look like a Mothra egg, but it looked like a colored dinosaur egg, basically. Like, mm-hmm. But it looked cool floating in the thing. It was a nice miniature.
Right. And then to have a fight like revolve around that was fun, too. Usually these creatures get transported from point A to point B with no issues. Except like maybe in King Kong, where he starts, you know, trying to beat up the freighter from the inside. But it was cool that they're like, oh, this would be a good place to have a fight, where like Godzilla shoots up the egg, the the Mothra larva hatches, swims around and jumps at Godzilla. Godzilla throws the Mothra larva. It's kind of fun. It's a fun fight. I like that the Mothra larva is more aggressive. It does some It does some jumps and lunges, which you don't really see. There is an effect where the Mothra larva shoots the silk at Godzilla, and there's like these little specks of smoke that pop off of him that I thought looked really neat, and I don't know how they do it other than just maybe putting like little bits of dry ice, and once it gets wet it does that. But it had a cool effect, like it was like a almost like a new power or something, where just these little specks of smoke started like popping off his chest. And then Batra shows up, right?
Yeah.
And there's the line, which I had to mark down, this line. Oh no, they're getting pissed off.
Yeah.
And it's almost like they know, like when monsters see each other, they're just going to start fighting. So that's his like shorthand. Oh no, they're getting pissed off. That's his let them fight moment.
Yeah, I'm wondering what the Japanese line is. It's like, just what's the equivalent of pissed off?
I don't know. But I wonder if like that's like, I don't know. Nothing. The battle goes underwater.
Yeah, and atomic breath works underwater.
Yeah. Oh, would you? Okay, can you talk about Godzilla for a little bit?
Yeah,
this is Little Leaguers Godzilla. I love this. This is like my favorite design, I think, of Godzilla.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really like this design because it kind of mixes. It's like he's really upright. The ears don't bother me that much.
I don't know. I'm just telling you. This is Little Leaguers Godzilla. That's what I call him. He's got his little ear lobes.
But his
lobes.
His dorsal fins like crackle like lightning, and then he shoots his breath out like thunder. Like it's like a little warning. Like we've seen him glow,
charge up.
Yeah, but I like how they like pop 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 like lightning instead of just glowing blue. I like this version.
This one had really white edges on the dorsal fins. Like these more white than ever. Yeah. I feel.
Yeah, I see that, but the shape, I like the shape of Godzilla, the one from like the 2000s, he's cool looking, but maybe a little too sleek to be Godzilla. Like this is a good, nice.
I know, but I like the purple.
Yeah,
the purple's good in that one.
Yeah, I really like. I think that might be my second favorite design. And then probably Shin. But I don't know.
Oh, man. Shin is so...
It's so weird. Maybe I just like Godzilla with big thighs.
Well, you get that in all of them.
Yeah. But this is a nice, like... I don't know. I like that this version, the head moves around a lot. Because it used to be the old ones. The actor would have to move his, like... neck.
Yeah, there's definitely like a puppeting aspect to the head, and you got a good look inside his mouth a lot, and it looked like he had like multiple teeth, like rows of teeth. The eyes in this one are really cool looking, and it's a good looking Godzilla.
Yeah.
It's hard to pick a favorite Godzilla. There's definitely the fact that they did different designs. It's like when we were talking about. I guess in the original Mothra, they refer to the twins as Shobichin.
Right.
And that, I guess, is what the accepted name for them is, essentially. Mm-hmm. And they just, the quote was, hey, how did the Shobijin come by to help you? Shobijin, oh, it's a journalist term. You had a vision of two young ladies. We like to call them Shobijin. And so that's where they are. Because, like, it's like we know that all this Godzilla is leading up to Final Wars, which we are partially dreading because
it's mostly me.
Yeah, apparently word is it sucks. And so it's like, okay. But anytime I look something up, I was trying to figure out, because Becky had asked me what they were called, and I was like, there's some weird name they had at one point, and then it was like, because I was trying to remember, it was because the original were like, they were a vocal group duo called the Peanuts or something like that. So I was like, Peanut. And I go, that's not canon, right? And no. It's kind of like Googling it. And then I found there's like the picture of the ones that appear in Final Wars. And I was like, oh, that's a cool, different look for them.
You mean hot?
Yeah. These are like the hottest of them. And it's like going, man, it's like everything from Final Wars looks real interesting.
I know.
Like. The Indominus Rex guy. I changed him and the Monster Rex looks kind of like an Indominus Rex style monster, and just how cool Gigan looks in it.
Right.
And then I was like looking at just even Godzilla in it looks cool. He's got like a red chest.
I don't remember. Here's the thing. Just I keep
based on art or something. I was looking. It looked like he had a red chest. And yellow fins.
I have, I've seen it, I think, 3 times. And every time I watch it, I'm like, okay, it can't be as bad as I remember. And then I watch, I'm like, okay, it is. So I'm trying to really, because it's our final movie that we're talking about. And I'm like, I'm thinking it's better to go into it lowering my expectations for me personally. And I'm hoping it works on you too. Where you're like, oh, it wasn't that bad. Everything's awesome. But I just, there's stuff in it where I'm like, okay, it's going to be a tough show to do. It's going to be a lot of notes because I think there's something like 12 monsters in it. It's like all the hits.
Yeah.
We'll see. It's only like 8 episodes away or.
Once our expectations are low, we may end up pulling it through.
Yeah, it'll be so we'll see. But this movie, the Mothra Larva you mentioned, takes out the city, but the cool shot is that overpass.
He runs into a lot of bridges.
Right, and it's almost like
the same shot over and over again. But yeah, he just plows through those.
I feel like they created a couple of those bridges as backups in case the shot didn't go right, and then they got it perfect on the first take. So they're like, let's destroy more. Yeah, and let's send Godzilla through one too. We can just put it over here. I don't know how many overpasses
there was. There's some shots like going, man, this Mothra looks huge. He looks like the size of a building.
It looked great.
He didn't want a big ugly worm who knows how to swim. He wanted an egg.
The shots of the Mothra larva in this are probably make the Mothra larva look cooler than any other movie. I think the Godzilla King of the Monsters from, what was that, 2018? 19? I don't remember. Time doesn't mean anything anymore, but that one was cool because it was like modern and actiony. But I think as far as Toho goes, like this is the coolest I think a Mothra larva looked, just sort of plowing through stuff. It reminded me of Shin Godzilla's like first form or second form, like just barreling through the canal. Like it looked like that. I thought it looked really cool. This Mothra is definitely cool with destruction.
We're jumping all over the place. Okay, so so the underwater battle between Batra and Godzilla ends with them basically cracking the earth open.
Mm-hmm.
and them sinking into the magma of the earth, and they're like, they say that they drowned in molten rock.
Yeah.
Now, Godzilla then resurfaces later. And the way it's interpreted, there's stuff watching this movie that I was going, what is going on sometimes? Uh-huh. When who is on whose side? What is happening?
Right.
Where? And apparently the description describes it that Godzilla swam through molten like lava under the surface of the earth.
Right.
To resurface later. Like he swam there.
Like I'd like to see that. Lava. Like I want to see that.
Yeah. How do you shoot it? Yeah. Shoot it with red water?
I don't know. There's that lava. The floor is a lava show. Use that stuff.
My next note is the little beds.
Oh, I don't know what that refers to.
It's when they lost the cosmos after the cosmos got out.
Yeah.
And they were like, there's the shot of essentially like the two. It's the guy who's like the secretary of or the assistant of the boss, the corporate guy who's, you know, who's the real enemy in this thing. And the divorcee, and they're like under, almost like they're under a bed, but they're both under the bed, like one coming in from each side, and they're like, not here, and they're like just looking all over to find, you know, the twins.
Yeah. There was a couple.
Oh, wait a minute. Mothra in the water, when Mothra's on the approach before he even gets to the city. And they send out the battleships to attack him.
Yeah.
And he plows through one of those battleships, just kind of basically just runs right through it and obliterates it.
Yeah. The physics behind that. Like, you think the boat would just move out of the way, but no.
Yeah, he didn't end up pushing. No, but that's how fast a caterpillar moves.
There was some shots of some real tanks, which was cool.
Oh, great. That's my note, right? That's my next note. I got to admit, it's disappointing to see real tanks with real people.
Yeah, but earlier, wasn't there a shot of fake tanks comped into real people?
Earlier in the movie?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, when I saw the real tanks, I'm like, oh, real tanks with real people.
Oh, great. Production value. Good job. Real tanks. Nice going.
So they're in the building with the cosmos in a bag, and Mothra's on its way, but there's like a trash can that's already fallen over. I'm like, why is that trash can on the ground? Like, Mothra hasn't shown up yet, but I for some reason I just could not stop looking at that trash can. It was like right outside the elevator. There's a shot where, is it the little girl who holds the twins in her hands and sets them on the table?
Yeah.
Where it's like a really slow shot that they're like,
yeah.
Like you could just tell the effect is like, okay, just hold it. We're easy, almost there. Easy, almost there.
Wiggly, not so wiggly. And it's like, she doesn't drop them. They then step off.
Right. But the
best part was them stepping off. I was like, oh, that looked all right.
It was, yeah, it was fine.
You can't quite get the light, like the way it is affected by the light,
But I thought it was funny how it almost felt like the effects guys were trying to make it so they didn't fall out of the hands. Like, it was like everyone was holding their breath, the actors on set, the special effects guys. I don't know, it was a funny effect to me, and I think it worked. Because
that's where the budget
went. Yeah. Yeah.
To get that one shot right.
Yeah, my next note is, Mothra, I'll help out, but I'll just knock over these buildings on my way out. Right. Yeah, this is when I started noticing they referred to Mothra as a he, which is hard to say. It's hard to remember that in this one, Mothra is a he, which I guess it's fine. It's weird. It's just weird. And I'm assuming that it's a translation thing. That's something in the dub, maybe.
Oh, I don't know.
I wonder if in the Japanese version it was a he. Because I feel like there's got to be a male Mothra out there somewhere.
Yeah, well, the babies happen.
Yeah, to fertilize the eggs. But, yeah, I don't need to see that movie. We have two different Mothra songs, which is nice. And this one's more traditional. This one I recognize. The last movie we saw, I think it was it Ghidorah, the three-headed monster, where we had where there was a Mothra right. song we didn't recognize. Song.
Yeah.
And they played the same one twice. This one was more recognizable. It was nice that we got the like traditional score from Akira Ukafube. Like it sounded like old Godzilla music, which was nice. But yeah, this is the Mothra song that was in the 2018 Godzilla King of the Monsters. This is the one they used for that. So that was cool. This is one of my favorite Mothra songs. So yeah, more of this. I'm wondering if they use one in Final Wars. Man, it's crazy that the Final Wars, that's it. Well, I guess we have Godzilla versus
King Kong. We have the other Godzilla Mothra.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
The old one.
Oh, we have a couple of Godzillas to go. Oh, that's right. I forgot we haven't done that. That's episode 100.
Yeah.
That's in like, what's that, 5 episodes from now. Oh, man, that's coming up. Ooh. Ooh, I'm excited about that. That's another one. I'm not to spoil this episode, but that's another one of those ones that is a contender for top 5. For sure, but I don't want to spoil this episode. We'll see if this makes our top 5. there was a fight where there's these cool ships. I really liked them. I don't think they really get explained, but they look like sort of Apache helicopters without the propellers.
Uh-huh.
And they sound like TIE fighters. They were flying around shooting at Batra. I forget.
Yeah, well,
I really like those things. They reminded me of the dropships from Aliens.
Yeah.
I like that. I like when they just have technology without explaining it. Those things were really cool. I don't know. I kind of wanted toys of that. this is where I stopped taking notes, because my last note is Batra is good. I call bullshit.
Yeah, well, okay, now it appears, a cursory peek at the Japanese version, that Mothra is an it.
Oh, they don't say.
In that one.
They don't assign a gender. Pretty woke. But, so the Americanized version, they assign a gender as a he.
One thing that's interesting about the Batra puppet is he can move his head a little.
Uh-huh.
Like when you see him, he's like, he kind of moves his head slightly from side to side. But still, like the Batra larva is just a cooler. His teeth are cooler.
Yeah. It's got that horn.
Yeah. And the thing where, yeah, same thing. Like, he also, like, he does that thing where he shoots out his eyes.
Yeah. I'm looking at it. It looks like it's got like centipede legs.
Yeah.
It doesn't just look like a turd. It looks very specific like something, but yeah, it just has like this sort of like pointy spikes coming off, and they're kind of flame. It kind of looks more like a caterpillar.
Oh, hang on a second. The more like a caterpillar than Mothra does?
Yeah, I mean, it just looks like a caterpillar.
It's like, yeah,
it's got the spots almost on the side.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the decoration. Yeah, for sure. Hey, you know something else that looks like in the Japanese version?
Okay.
The main guy, the archaeologist thief guy, mm-hmm. he actually has a meeting with like an American, I guess.
Oh.
What? Because okay. there's a scene in like a restaurant where he's basically is negotiating the stealing
of the fairies or the cosmos.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is not in the version we saw. But I was like, what? Because like I was watching it and I was running it in the background while we were talking. And then I noticed that, oh, these subtitles are in Japanese. So that, oh, there's a white guy there. I guess he's talking to him in English, maybe. And, yeah, so then that, it turns out that was, yeah, that scene wasn't in ours. We just found out he was taking him, but we didn't know that he actually had made, there was a scene where he made the deal.
Oh, so he's like Dennis from Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Which, oh, this is before then, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's where they stole it from.
Yeah.
the building crashing down on Godzilla
uh-huh.
was pretty cool.
All of this model stuff I loved. Like that huge model set with the bay and the Ferris wheel and all of that stuff was so cool. Like I wish I could go back in time and walk around on that. It looks so neat. Because they have those big sweeping shots, and you're like, oh man, like this is the greatest. I'm hoping I can find some behind the scenes stuff of this movie.
Yeah, I do have a note that was like, wait, Batra is a good guy?
It makes me so mad.
You know what's great about the Ferris wheel is you see the Ferris wheel all ahead of time.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like that thing about like when there's a gun in the scene.
Yeah, I think about that all the time. You
better use it.
Yeah.
And it's like there's a Ferris wheel. Like in my mind, I go, you got to roll that on top of somebody. But
right.
That's not what happened.
Right. I forgot what happened with that. I thought it just fell over on somebody. But the fact that Batra picks it up, I'm like, oh, this is cool.
Well, it was like it was going to hit Mothra and Batra catches it.
Right.
To spare Mothra. Okay. the heart to heart that Mothra and Batra have.
When that made me extra mad.
Batra just kind of glitters him and somehow that gets him on their side.
Yeah. This happens a lot. Where the kaiju are talking to each other and decide to team up, but
and we have to get it explained to us by
the fairies or the cosmos. Yeah, I don't. I wish it was Godzilla.
I thought Godzilla and Mothra were going to team up against right. Batra when we knew that Batra was going to be in this. Even though I have to admit, it is called Mothra versus Godzilla. Godzilla versus Mothra. Even though it does say that. I still kind of somehow in my head figured that, you know, they could team up. You know, there's a great part when at some point, it might be when Batra knocks the wheel on top of Godzilla or something, mm-hmm. where they cut to Mickey and Mickey was like going, Godzilla.
Yeah.
Like, and I had this thing and going, oh, wait a minute, is there like some people in the is just like a group that's rooting for Godzilla and another group that's rooting for Mothra and them or what?
I mean, Mickey kind of has a psychic link with Godzilla, I think. Yeah. I think by this point, so maybe she, it's like Corsican brothers. She feels his pain, I don't know. But I mean, I'm with Mickey because I'm rooting for Godzilla always. And I'm like, cool, I can root for Mothra because he's going to team up with Godzilla, and they don't. And that, I was like, oh my gosh. You have two against Godzilla, that's, I don't know.
So Batra looks like the Sektor's.
Oh, you're right.
He basically looks like one of the Sektor's puppets.
Yeah. Those things were cool. Was that the ones you stuck your hand in?
Yeah, what year were those? Maybe.
Sektor's probably like 84.
Dargon and Dragonflyer and the guy who had sectors.
I remember the fly one, and you stuck your hand and your fingers were the legs.
It was a glove. And it had a battery powered, like, dragonfly wings that would flap against each other.
Yeah, I could still feel it. They were so soft, those gloves.
Yeah, they're kind of like Halloween costume gloves.
Yeah.
Like that kind of...
just a black sort of...
Satiny.
Yeah. Yeah. I only have one more note, and it has to do with the ending.
Bitor? Sorry, I'm looking. Oh, General Spydrax and Spiderflyer. Right. I had Spydrax and Dargon. So Mothra then kind of talks Batra into being like, hey, help me pick this guy up. Why don't you take the head?
Hey,
I'll grab
smart call.
By the tail. And so she's like, you take, and then, so he goes and Godzilla just bites him, releasing all of his mustard and he's just dripping mustard all over him. And then eventually, Godzilla shoots his atomic breath into the wound basically and kills him, and they get dropped into the sea.
Yeah.
And then Mothra does a little ceremonial halo thing around it. And now it makes the symbol on the water. I don't know what exactly beyond that happened.
I don't know either.
I don't know if that's something that's supposed to somehow hold Godzilla into the water or not. I had written a note that this is how Mothra fights Godzilla, with glitter and lightning.
It's the patented move. I have an issue with the ending too.
Go on.
So after Batra dies and everything's all wrapped up, the cosmos start giving this really long explanation about Batra and why Batra was there. And it's like,
well, yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of that at the beginning when they're in like the archaeological site. But the cosmos explaining, well, like early on, because the cosmos explained that humans invented something that changed the weather, they said.
Was that in a previous movie?
No, this is like the origin of Batra.
Got it.
This is like essentially, I think it's pre-modern times, because like it's the old story of Mothra and Batra's original rivalry.
Right.
And then humans created like basically like a machine that changes the weather. It seemed like that's how I understand the story. And so in response, the Earth, which is a living thing, created Black Mothra, which is what Batra is.
Yeah. Who's a protector and is trying to save us from an asteroid that's coming in 1999.
That came out later. It says, oh, by the way, yeah, FYI. Batra's destiny is to destroy this meteor that's headed towards the Earth.
Right.
So now Mothra's got to go and figure out a way to fix that.
Yeah. So in 1999, that's when Orga shows up as an asteroid. And that's Godzilla 2000. But Mothra's not in it, or Batra. So I guess Godzilla just decided, maybe somewhere along the way, Mothra and Godzilla had one of their little heart-to-heart talks.
Yeah, Mothra can fly into space?
Yes.
It's new.
Yeah.
Space Mothra.
Ooh.
Ooh, imagine Space Mothra, Space Godzilla style.
With big shoulders.
big spikes coming out of their spaces.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I like Batra, especially Lara Batra, that unicorn horn.
Yeah.
You know what I like? I like the design, the way they do their eyes, that their eyes are like basically like bicycle reflectors or something. Those are cool. And Batra had like, first, when Batra was still larva and they were fighting in the water, there was like, some horn shocks. And then he also had some stuff he could shoot from his eyes.
Yeah. I like the Mothra larva eyes. Real bright blue,
the little blue, yeah, the contacts.
Yeah, I like those more than the regular like kind of black eyes. It makes sense because Mothra's eyes are blue. So,
yeah, that the baby.
That's a nice little touch. Overall, I thought the movie was okay. It wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't top five. It had some cool effects. I like Batra. I feel like I don't know why Batra wasn't in any of the Rebirth of Mothra movies.
Interesting. Yeah, like instead of like the
random
Desi Ghidorah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Good question.
Yeah.
But they're friends, so.
But I mean.
Yeah. Still. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like he'd come and like help out.
Yeah. It's just but kind Mothra, of a bummer.
Mothra was like. Mother had like godlike powers at that by those movies where Mothra could convert into all types of
right
all different kinds of Mothra.
Yeah, I guess so. But it is weird because I think Batra's cool and should be in more than just the one movie. And I was trying to think of other animals that you can add a RA at the end of. That would be fun, like bat
gorilla.
Batra, well, like flying things, like
Birdra.
Yeah, there you go.
Plane-ra.
But Batra and Mothra and Finchra, little Finch,
Eagle-ra.
Ooh, I would watch Igora. That would be awesome. Need more flying guys.
You know, at the beginning, you were saying that Batra was like the opposite.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know, maybe the opposite should be more like, why can't I think of his name now? The one that tunnels in the dirt. Because it's like the opposite.
Oh, Baragon?
Godzilla's friend.
Angulus?
Angulus, yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty different. I don't know if we're going to see, is he in
Reverse.
Is he in Final Wars?
Who, Angulus?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I haven't seen it. Is Baragon in it?
I don't remember.
And
did
they do a special sleek design on Baragon?
I don't know. They kind of did that in Godzilla GMK, where he didn't get billing in the GMK part.
Oh, right.
I definitely know that. God, I don't even remember who's in it. I definitely know King Caesar and Gigan are in it. And I know other ones. Yeah,
I'll shut the Gigan.
Yeah, yeah. But we'll see.
We gotta back off on that.
Yeah, stop making me excited for that movie. Don't. I need my expectations to be low.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. You want to talk about next episode?
Yeah.
Our next episode is the Shiro Honda's Gorath, and I'm excited to talk about this one. You'll be able to watch that on kaijupod.com. Where you'll also get links to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. And guys, be nice on YouTube. Let me just say that.
What are they mean?
So apparently our "It Came from Beneath the Sea" episode is a longer episode, and I think people believe it's the movie, and when they see that it's not the movie, they get mad because it's like something like an hour and 15 minutes or something. And so people are like, why do I want to listen to two guys talking? I'm like, it says right there that we're a podcast, but whatever. It's just funny. It's weird that it's just that one. And I don't know why it's just that one, but,
suddenly that was off.
It was weird.
That was a big search thing going on.
Yes. I don't know. People are out there looking for "It Came from Beneath the Sea."
Well, the people, it's not, I mean, it's not the people listening to the podcast that are.
Right. I guess so.
Those people.
I guess so. I don't know. It's just something I noticed yesterday and I was like, wow, this is really aggressive. So anyway, until next time, I'm going to rewrite this script. I'm making Batra the bad guy. Meta.
I am going to make those little teeny tiny beds.
Oh man. Any set, any of those little real sets they build where it's like the giant plug on the wall, like all of that stuff. I love all that stuff.
Yeah, you know what? It's got to be. I almost got to understand, because like when we're sometimes looking for a movie and we're scrolling through, like, all right, let's see what's out there. When you do like a video search, and that's what you're looking at. You're looking at the time code.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at like how long does it take, because. You know, like, and it, because usually it's a bunch of trailers, and you're like trying to scroll through to find the one, and oh, is this the full one? Is this the full one?
Mm-hmm.
So I can almost understand their dismay.
Yeah.
But it's still what motivates them to then leave a comment on it.
Oh, it's nasty, too. I don't know. Like, there's no video to see. It's just the sort of 9-panel artwork.
I mean, that happened to me with, there's a movie. Where, I mean, I've looked for movies like that and been like, oh, this is a podcast.
Yeah.
This is someone talking about the movie, but they'll talk about it for like an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. And not only that, they will like run like screen cap stills of parts of the movie. So it, even then you kind of like scroll and you're like, wait, is it? Oh, wait, never mind. It's not. There it is.
All right. Essentially, just everyone needs to be nice.